All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
You know, sometimes I get on and I play NBA 2K20 basketball on PlayStation, and there's a part of the game where you're not just playing in the NBA, but trying to build your person up and get points and make them a better player, but you go into what's called the neighborhood, and the neighborhood's where you're playing against other people online, and you're playing on the streets. It's like courts in the middle of the city. And so I got into a game yesterday, and I got bullied, and it wasn't very fun. It reminded me of being a kid again because, you play 3-on-3, and you go get your squad up, and you're just like, I'm next. So you sit on this little circle, says you're next. Well, the three that had won were friends, and then two of the three I was in were already friends too, and they wouldn't give me the ball, and they were talking trash about me the whole time.
Oh.
They were on both teams were making fun of me. And the people on the other team were like, don't give that guy the ball. And I'm better than some of them. I had a higher rating. But I was bullied on the some things never change. Even on PlayStation 4, I get bullied, Amy, on the courts. And they were like 14. They were so mean, and I was getting so pissed. Did not find that to be a pleasurable experience yesterday. And I started to feel a little bit like I felt when I was younger, because I was picked on and all the time. And it stunk a little bit. So, yeah, I was cyberbullied yesterday.
So how'd you handle it, though?
Turned it off and went home.
Oh. Thought maybe you are to a point where you could like stand up to the bullies, tell them what's up.
You can't fight on that game. Or I would have ran from that too. I just finished my game and then got offline. They were mean to me.
Not that I wanted you to fight back, but they need to not do that to people.
I wish I could have robbed them on the court. Like took all their coins they've been working for. Because you work for tokens, like coins, then you can buy stuff. I'd have got my other gang together. Because I'd probably be, in my second life, I'd probably be a thug.
Hey, yeah. you want to get on tonight, and you want me to help you out a little bit? We'll
maybe
just kind of team up on them.
Can we thug them up? Because
I
always wish I was a thug a little bit.
I mean, I'm not a thug, but we can try.
But on online, you can be anything you want.
That's right.
So maybe I just go crack some heads. What, Amy?
Nothing. I just feel like, I don't know, I'm picturing like you and Eddie getting on there and like tag teaming people together.
That's right.
And y'all are 40 years old. And
hey, they don't know that,
they
though.
They don't know. Because my screen name is Bobby 14 and Proud.
The voice just doesn't match the 14.
Well, no, I talk like this right. The whole time. I'm like, hey, got to win the ball. It's like I always break again. It's like puberty. No, but I did get bullied yesterday on NBA 2K20. Didn't find that to be very pleasurable. A woman wakes up in a body bag after the doctor declares her dead.
Oh my gosh, what?
One woman in Paraguay is still alive despite being declared dead. Local media reports say that Gladys Durate, who's an ovarian cancer patient, visited a local hospital for high blood pressure. A couple of hours later, the overseeing doctor told her husband and daughter that she had died. She was transported to a funeral home in a body bag where employees noticed she was moving. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Staff found that she was awake inside. Yeah. The family said the hospital barely checked on her pulse and didn't even try to revive her. So that's a weird one.
There was a guy I knew in high school who died for a minute. 1 minute. He died. He got stabbed. But then he came back to life.
But that's a little different, right? Than never being dead.
Being pronounced dead.
Yeah, yeah, like I don't think she was ever dead. In some cultures, before they put they have a casket to put the body in, before they put it into the ground, they'll shoot the person in the casket to make sure they're dead.
Whoa.
Well, maybe that's not some cultures. That was just an episode of The Office. Dwight Schrute at the farm, they said that they used to do that. And they do, and he shoots into the casket.
Oh my gosh. That's
terrible. We believed you.
I know. I was like, wow.
Mike, is that a thing? Look that up online, will you?
Okay.
Mike is the ultimate fact checker. See if they ever reshoot their dead to make sure they don't come alive while they're in the casket. You know, for real though, one of the things is they would put little ropes with bells in caskets. And so they would bury it and keep the rope. So if you ever woke up while you're in the casket, you could ring the bell so people could hear you under the ground. Now that is real.
I mean, I'm sure, but are people really going to hear you?
Well, but it's better than never having a chance. If you're in the graveyard and you're ding 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 ding, who knows?
Oh my gosh, that'd be so weird.
The ultimate Halloween prank too. The ultimate prank.
Yeah.
Hey Mike, did you find anything?
I don't see anything about that.
Well, Dwight Schrute did it. They also got married in their graves on The Office. The final episode, they stood in their grave plots because they wanted to be married the same place they were going to end up.
I haven't made it there yet. Don't ruin it.
Stop it. That show's been over way too long. Okay. What's the most popular way people are improving their mood during quarantine? Go ahead.
Drinking.
Alcohol. Oh,
interesting.
Meditating.
Checking in with loved ones is the most popular way to improve mental health. Mm. Mm-hmm. There are possible office changes when you return to work. The doors may open automatically, so you don't have to touch the handles, because there are going to be a lot of office places that don't want you touching the doors. Elevators may be closed, and you can only take the stairs for the most part. The office area will be more spaced out, and in common areas like meeting rooms and kitchens, expect to see fewer chairs and posted documentation of the last times they were cleaned. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I don't know what life is going to be like post all of this, but I just have a feeling a lot of it's going to be very different.
You know, it really just depends on what part of the country you live in and how rural or cosmopolitan South City packed the place is. If you're in a city, it's going to be a lot different. If you're in a very rural area, it's not going to be much different because, you know, the disease spreads easier when there are people near people. So plus some places are going to be really affected. I read a story about New York, so they won't be normal for 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
Because they are so packed. They are on top of each other there. So that's it. Glad you guys are here with us on the podcast. We got a good one today for sure. Arkansas Keith is on. He takes some advice. You can always call us on the voicemail line, 877-77-BOBBY. Leave us a voicemail if you hear something you want to talk about. Louis Vuitton is selling $2,700 dumbbells and a jump rope for $670.
Oh my gosh.
If you want to be seen,
I mean,
flexing your workout cash, you can get you some dumbbells for $2,700 from Louis Vuitton. Wow.
Is that the shoe or the bag one?
That both.
You're talking. There's Louis Vuitton, and there's Christian Louis Vuitton.
Right. Which one is this?
This is Louis Vuitton, okay. The LV from the purse.
LV.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A set of 6 pound dumbbells, $2,720. A $670 jump rope. A $2,720 volleyball. And a $2,280 ping pong set.
Okay. I mean, I don't get it, but I could see where people would like to have that in their house, maybe.
No. What? Why?
I don't see that.
Yeah.
No, not for me. But I mean, the Kardashians, maybe, or Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Well, anyway.
Probably do that.
There you go. Thank you, guys. We're going to start today's show. Appreciate you. Tell your friends about us if you don't mind. Give us a high rating on the podcast. Sometimes people forget to do that. We'd really appreciate that. All right, thank you guys, and here is today's show. Bones.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Now this is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hey, guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. Where do I start? Testicles may make men more vulnerable to coronavirus. Wow. The coronavirus could linger in the testicles, making men more prone to longer, more severe cases of the illness. So I've been thumping myself in them at least once a day now to kind of shake it up.
Oh, okay.
I don't want them to be stuck down there. Researchers tracked the recovery of 68 patients to study the gender disparity of the virus, which has taken a worse toll on men. You know, it's weird. It's doing all these different kinds of tolls on men versus women, different ethnicities. It happens to in different ways. There's just so much unknown about that. I saw too where they tested that malaria drug and they're like, don't take this for coronavirus, regardless of who's saying it.
Oh, wow.
They're like, it doesn't really help. And it actually made a lot more people worse.
Yikes.
You see that?
Not that update, no.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much all corona we'll talk about. I just saw the testicle story. Anytime I can say that on the air in a real clinical type story, I'd like to share that with you. I relate, Amy. I have testicles. I know you guys don't think so sometimes.
No, I'm aware that you have them.
Yeah. How are you doing? You good?
I mean, not like aware, but I assume you have them.
Well, speaking of physical ailments, what's happening with your back? Is it better now since you've not been, you know, leaving the house or doing a lot of running or anything?
Yeah. So my back is something that's been pretty chronic for a while, and I see a chiropractor. I can't during this time, but I get help and I have relief, but then it always comes back. And it's crazy because I'm not really seeing a chiropractor. I'm still working out and doing things, but my back pain is pretty much gone at the moment. And it's got to be because I'm not wearing heels. So I think I solved my back problem from being in quarantine and not wearing anything but tennis shoes and sweatpants. Wow. Because that's the only thing I can think of. I walked into my closet today and was looking at all my shoes and my boots and my heels. And I had this aha moment where I thought, are they the culprit? I mean, I know that it's not good for you to wear those, but that's the only thing I've taken out of my life during quarantine. So it's got to be it.
Yeah.
Well, so
I'm just glad your back's not hurting. If you're new to the show, Amy fell at the airport on ice. And she got out of her car and stepped on a big patch of ice that was right there in the entrance of the airport. Crazy. And even a cop saw her fall and was like, "Ooh, you should probably sue." And Amy didn't sue. But she came into the airport because I was there. And she was like, "Look at my back." And it was just ripped up. And it's been hurting her for years.
The police officer took me to the medic center in the airport. And they bandaged me up. Yeah. And I was almost late for the flight. But y'all thought that was normal. Y'all like, "Oh,
well, you're always late for flights." Yeah, it was something makes you late. This time it just happened to be a block of ice on the ground outside the airport.
Right.
Well, I'm glad that you're feeling better. Everything else good?
Yeah, everything's pretty good.
I love getting shoes. It's like the most exciting thing now that happens. I've been a big shoe guy for a long time, and I was reading an article about shoes, and a lot of the industry experts that talk about the business of shoes are saying that in the next 10, 15 years, they think men's shoes will outsell women's shoes. What do you think about that, Amy?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I can see more and more guys getting into it. Like, sneakers, it doesn't matter what kind of shoes?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, because with women, they say heels, flats, workout, stylish boots, running, sandals, and that's why they outsell men, because they have so many types of shoe.
Why do you think that is? Because more and more men are being vocal about their love of shoes, so guys don't have to hide it anymore?
I think that, you know, humans follow the leader in general. Mm-hmm. And I think, just like any trend, shoes have started to be a status thing for men. We make, as human beings, status symbols out of whatever we choose, right? It can be hand size. It's not. It could be physical. It could be mental. But now it started to be shoes. Much like women have purses, guys have shoes. And so they're saying, now look out. But here's the thing. I have to start getting rid of some shoes, because I'm not trying to build a collection. I just love shoes. And at this point, I got a closet full of shoes I don't even wear. I have some that I like and some that I love. And when I get new ones, I get so excited. And I still have some in boxes. I think I'm just going to start giving some away. But the weird thing about giving them away is the person has to be your size. And you can't let in a shoe or let out a shoe. Like, if I give away clothes, I've given away suits before on my Instagram.
Yeah.
I can go, "Hey, you can let this out a little bit, a couple inches." With shoes, it's just a weird thing. And also, feet are gross. Yeah.
Yeah, I get the whole feet thing. That part's weird. But like with, I know you're probably talking sneakers, but sometimes for leather, if I really wanted to buy a pair of shoes and they can be stretched a little bit, but say they're out of my size, I can buy half a size smaller and then you can go take them and have them stretched out by professional leather stretchers. And it's not expensive, but they'll take your shoe for like a week and bring it back to you and it's stretched out.
I would make someone sign a document that would never stretch these shoes. They mean so much to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They say before, guys would get a new pair of shoes on average every 10 to 12 months, but now guys are purchasing shoes online every paycheck.
Oh, wow.
I get on the StockX app and look at shoes all the time. I'm not ordering as many now. And I would say that's the one thing that I buy that is my frivolous spending.
To treat yourself?
Yeah, because, listen, I've been single, as in not married with no kids, my whole life. And so it's like, where do I put my money? I save it all. And then I buy shoes sometimes. But Kaylin is not really into shoes that much. I get her shoes, you know, sometimes. But she doesn't like to scroll and look at the cool shoes. Not really her thing. I know you somewhat shame your husband over his shoes, don't you?
Shame?
He's wearing Yeezys over here. And you make fun of him a little bit.
I got those for him.
But
So how am I shaming him or making fun? Sometimes when he...
There we go. Spit it out.
No,
up.
I
there
think what it was is we he like put on... I said when we were leaving the house, I was like, oh, put on the nice shoes to swing by Bobby's. Like, not that...
Dang.
But no, he wears them. I think he just... What did he say? Did he say I was making fun of him?
No, I've just heard you make fun of him before and be like, come on, dad shoes.
They are dad shoes.
Okay, that's all. Well, there you go. Heads up. When I get someone a nice gift, I get them a pair of shoes. It's just yes. Universal. You can always find some shoes for somebody. Well, I had therapy yesterday on my phone, which I told you I was a little nervous about because I didn't feel like there was a spot in my house. You couldn't hear what I was doing. So
yeah.
I got on my phone, and then my therapist, you can't be in the office with her because she's not in her office. So I got on my phone and got in my car and drove down the road and sat in a parking lot and had therapy on my phone.
Oh, that's so funny. You did it from your car?
Because I don't have like a spot where people can't hear me.
No, that's good. It's like you're perfect. You found a way to be alone. Like, I think that that's great.
And I don't know that I would have pursued that had you not been like, hey, suck it up and just go do it. And so, but it was a bit weird at first because I'm like holding my phone in selfie style looking at it. Finally, I just found a way to balance it on my steering wheel. But we're all making do. I'm a big therapy guy. Never had therapy before until I realized it was on my insurance plan. And then now it's like, I love it. And I started going to a relationship therapist probably 9 or 10 months ago and was really just focused in it because I wanted to find a partner. And I think it was a combination of things. So I think one, it was meeting the right person with Caitlin and meeting the right person when I had finally started to not crush every right person that might ever come along. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So I did. I had therapy in my car yesterday. Just prop my phone up. But the thing with me, though, is like when I'm done, you know this as well as anyone. When I'm done with something, like I'm done. Like it's just like, all right, this is done. Time to go. If it's dinner and I'm finished eating, I like the check, I like to go. So in sessions are supposed to be an hour. It's like 38 minutes in and I was good. I was clear. I was like, all
no,
right.
No, you can't do that. What if at minute 45 there was some breakthrough, which I don't know, maybe there was earlier. Did you have any breakthroughs yesterday?
I'm just going to say this. I had a great session yesterday because it had been about a month and a half. But I was in my car. I was sweating. I know the air was on, but it was like my brow was wet and my shoulder was hurting from holding it. And the sun was everything was weird about it. And sometimes she'd break up. She'd be like, let me tell you, this is the one thing about your life I'm going to. And then I just act like I heard it because I don't want to have to go back and do it again.
Bobby.
So, what? No. Listen, I made a positive step. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It was good. And then when I was done, I was like, hey, I think I'm done here for today. Because I was losing focus. I was on a phone. I don't like to FaceTime that much. I'll do a little bit. I hate talking on the phone. But it was good for me. I now did therapy in my car, on my phone, with my therapist. So it was quite nice. Don't judge me.
No judgment. I'm glad you did it, even if it was 38 minutes. But I wonder if she ever has clients that dictate her time. I'm sure she's used to people coming to her office. They're there for the... Normally, she probably has to cut it off.
Well, also, I'm her only solo client because she is a relationship therapist.
Okay. Well, now that... Did she talk about how your Caitlin is with you now? And
we definitely talked about all that.
Mm-hmm. So could y'all do a session together?
Oh, no. I don't think we're there yet. I haven't talked to Caitlin about that. And also don't know if she wants to go to mine.
You know? Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, just she's a couples therapist, so.
Yeah, well, I haven't caught up with her in weeks. And again, she was like, I was wondering if she was still with you. It'd been 6 weeks. And I was like, yeah, and it's going great. And not great in that everything is perfect great, but great in like everything's not perfect and it's still really good. Like, been through some crap. She's had some stuff happen to her in her personal life that hasn't been good. And like, we've been riding the roller coaster together a bit. And so, yeah, but that was it. The story I was talking about a minute ago, the headline is, an easy way to increase your income almost immediately. According to a new study, talking to a therapist isn't just good for your mental health, it could also increase your income. Researchers found that both men and women who talk to therapists end up making more money. It ended up being almost a 13% increase. It shows your bosses that you're in it for the long haul, you care about your personal well-being, and how you're affecting those around you. Therapy also helps you open up, and that includes talking to other people, including people like your bosses, about things that could also include pay increases. Like, it's generally just an investment back into yourself. I couldn't agree more. If I wasn't getting stuff out of it, I see progress in my life. Not on the professional side. I've had that for a while. But I see real progress in my life. because I go to it. And I've had times on and off where I wasn't. And it's good. And I had Mike D look this up because, again, I didn't even know what therapy was. And there's a lot of people listening right now that go, therapy, that's what fancy folks do. I agree. I felt that way my whole life. I was like, who goes to therapy? And once I started to go and I would just pay the copay, I was like, man, this is really great for me. I never even knew this would be something to benefit me. But there's an app. I mean, we are not in with this app. It is not something that we sponsor or don't. I just asked Mike to look it up during the break. Mike D, there's an app that does what?
You can meet with a therapist once a week and message them like throughout the week, and they'll help you out.
And so Mike D says for the session where you talk to them, it's how much?
$65.
And then how much per message on text?
You can have unlimited messages throughout the week, but they'll only respond once or twice a day.
Oh, they'll respond that much?
Yeah.
For $65 a week, you get all that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you feel like we should say the name of the app?
I mean, I guess it can't hurt.
What's the name of the app?
It's called Talkspace.
Talkspace?
Talkspace.
Huh. Well, there's an option, right? You don't have to drive anywhere. The phone thing worked pretty well. But let me warn you, if you're in a parking lot of Starbucks and the sun's coming through your car, your brow will get sweaty and it will make you want to leave the session earlier. But that's the update for me, is that I had therapy yesterday in kind of a different setting that I was used to, but it was good. Making progress over here. You have no idea, Amy. I'm making so much progress. Let's go and hear from Debbie in Austin.
Hi, Bobby. I'm listening to the podcast now, and you were talking about Amy ruining it for you on Ozark. I have to tell you, she ruined it for me too. I started watching it and knew exactly what she was talking about, so it was kind of a bummer. Thanks. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye.
And I don't want to, but you're known for this, Amy, for ruining shows and movies. You absolutely ruined a pivotal part of an entire series. And I hear you keep opening your mouth.
Because I don't feel like I ruined it.
Because half an episode before it even happened, I was like, oh, I can tell what's going to happen because Amy already tipped me off. So I'm not going to say anything about it, but Ozark season 3, you know who we're probably going to talk to? Is Helen, the attorney on the show.
Do you know? That would be awesome.
She's 6 foot one in real life. I Googled her.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She does come across really tall on screen. Ah, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Debbie, for having my back.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Debbie, for your call. And I'm sorry, Debbie, that I ruined it.
That's why if listeners go, why are you jumping on Amy when she's talking about shows or movies? It's because Amy spoils everything.
I know, but
she ruined the entire Avengers movie for me. Mm. She came right out and was like, and you'll never believe it, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait, what did you just do to me? Yeah, that's okay. You're still cool to us, Amy. Here is Megan in Connecticut.
I'm calling because, Bobby, you have got to run for governor of Arkansas and then to be president. So as our future president of the U.S., what is your advice on working from home, how to stay motivated, how to stay focused, how to get stuff done? Thank you, guys.
All right. I'll do the backside of that first. The environment's different for everybody right now. Even if you're going to the same place, it's not working the same way. What I find is that when I write goals down and I see them all the time, I do them more. For example, if I have a goal, like a middle type goal, I put it on the lock screen of my phone. Because I'm on my phone all the time. And if my eyeballs go there a lot, my mind goes there a lot. So on my lock screen of my phone, I have what I need to accomplish. I'll give you another one. If you put things around you, when it's like, okay, I need to practice my guitar because I've written some new funny songs, I put my guitar next to my bed. I may not grab it all the time, but I can promise you I'm going to grab it more because it's right there. I right now have my barbells, the little weights that I bought, in my dining room right next to my table because I walk by it every day. And I don't stop and lift weights every day, but because they're there and I see them, it reminds me, oh, I should do that. My bike is in my bedroom for the same reason. So how to be more productive is to just put it in front of you more. You may not do it a lot more, but you'll do it a little bit more because it will just remind you. And I also keep a schedule of what I want to get done that day. And I'm a big checkoff guy. Even with the show, I mark things out as we go. So that's what I would say. Because if you have a lot of time, you almost will get nothing done. Because you go, well, I have all this time. I can do this at any point. That is the habit of the devil. Just, if you have a lot of time, fill that time with things you want to accomplish. My last book's a lot about that. So, appreciate the question. The first part of it, It's wild because in the statewide newspaper in Arkansas, they did a whole article on me. I mean, a whole page. It's the whole page of the whole section. And so I talked about it one time running for governor because I am not a fan of privileged people making decisions for those that don't come from privilege. I don't come from privilege. I grew up very poor, very humble. Welfare, food stamps, you name it, I was on it. And I don't like a bunch of rich people that have never having experienced that making decisions for all those people. So I feel like I'm the voice of those people. I also have figured out how to climb up a level or two, and I think I can share, and I have tried to share with folks that come from backgrounds like mine. And I talked about in that article, like that's why I think I want to eventually lead the state of Arkansas. That's my home state. My email from political representatives blew up. I was already talking about it. I'd already been contacted, but you talk about next level type stuff. Just boom, 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 emails. Would you be interested? Would you be interested? And it was all no right now. It's all no about me doing anything officially. But it was wild. By the way, if you want to read that story, it's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I put a link there. But I appreciate that. But that is a goal of mine, and that's why it's a goal of mine. It's like I've walked down a trail. Some people aren't able to get to that trail yet, and I just want to lead them to that trail so they can also try to take their voyage down that trail. That's what I want. But Megan, Connecticut, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let me do one more voicemail. Laura in Iowa.
I know that you've worked in TV. I thought you'd be the perfect person to answer this question. I mean, surely people aren't filming right now, so are we going to like run out of shows at some point, like later this summer or in the fall? I was just wondering if you have an idea of some of our favorite taped shows, if we're going to see delays coming up in the next couple months. So thanks, guys.
It's a great question. They're looking for a lot of content right now on shows. I'm doing that a lot at home now. I think eventually the Easy Trivia game show that I do online will be a show. They're looking for ways to do compelling shows, content, without big crews and a lot of people in the audience, especially for the next 6, 9, 12 months. We could run out of shows if you haven't seen it yet, because there's nothing in production right now, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're able to make it at home, there's nothing in production right now. You know, American Idol, we are back with our live shows this week. And so half the contestants will be eliminated. We got 20, we're going to 10. We have studios in all of our houses. It's 4 quarantine episodes. And I was reading an article about it where they go, it's a logistical nightmare for them. Mike D has had to build my studio. I've had to watch Mike D build my studio, and it's been stinky for him.
Yeah.
Now, but what's happening is producers have to connect all 20 contestants and then to California where Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Ryan Seacrest are in their different houses. Luke Bryan and I are both in Nashville. The Idol band, a little bit there. There's about 45 remote locations all coming from a studio in Kansas City. So it's going to be wild, and it's going to be the first major show to attempt something like this. I'm pretty excited about it, but I don't have to run it. I just sit there and go, I just mentor the contestants. But that'll be Sunday night. To level the field, the article says, each singer will record a live performance with iPhones and lighting kits provided by the Idol production team. They've been coached on wardrobe, hair, makeup, and pre-tape. Here's the why we pre-tape the one shot, is it avoids technical glitches because you can't control that. So if there's a performance that's live while everybody's while they're watching the producers and it goes off without a technical glitch, I believe that's the one. But if there is a glitch of some sort, it can't be held against them because they have no control over that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so, well, I think it's pretty amazing that they found a way to pull this off. And I think it's the type of show that America needs right now. I know that sounds so cheesy, but it's like the thought that I had in my head. Like, I don't know. And it's super cool that you get to be a part of it.
Yeah, because, I think so too.
You know, I don't know. Could go not great, but I think it's going to go great and be just the content that people want in their homes right now.
Well, I'm anxious to see it. I have a TV producer named Mike D. Mike D does every job now.
Yeah.
TV producer, radio producer, does comedy, does it all. So that's what's happening. Hey, thank you for all the voicemails. You can leave us a voicemail at any time. Just call 877-77-BOBBY. That's our number. Leave us a voicemail. It's right there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A 74-year-old man was sitting on his back patio watching the golfers go up and down the golf course when these two guys accidentally drove over the green with their golf cart. Not supposed to do that. 74-year-old man got a little upset, went inside, got his gun, and went and confronted the two guys.
Wow. I tell you, though, I used to work on a golf course. I did maintenance on a golf course. So I just weed-eated, and I would mow these greens. And these greens were worth tens of thousands of dollars, maybe even $100,000, because of all the science that goes into them, the grass. And I would, if you're old and crazy and you have a gun nearby and you love golf, I get it. Because I get one time, the only time I've ever been in trouble for doing something just really dumb on purpose. We had golf carts and we had been at it all day. I had to wake up at before the sun came up and we would start as soon as the sun was peeking over the horizon. We'd start raking sand traps and we'd weed eat all day and water the greens all through the afternoon. It's just a really terrible job for me. And we were so bored and tired, we tried to drag race golf carts. And so me and a buddy had golf carts, but we had the green mowers on the back, which are quite expensive too. And we go, all right, three, beep, beep, go. We took off on these in our golf carts, dragging the mowers, and our superintendent of the golf course came around the corner right at that time. I almost got fired for the first time. It was a bad scene. And I was like, listen, I didn't know we couldn't drag race your mower. I didn't know that was a game. And he couldn't prove I didn't not know. And he was like, so because I was a good worker, I got the free pass. My other friend who got in trouble didn't get fired, but he got moved to a worse duty. He had to help the guy that dove in to get the old golf balls out of the pond. Yeah, it is not good. He didn't even go underwater. He had to stand in the mud. We had to stand in the mud. Yeah. Anyway, that old man, not good. All right, Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
We all know Toys for Tots. They're the organization that gives toys to families during Christmas time, right? Well, now they're like thinking, well, why wait till Christmas when we really need this right now? So they've decided, since the coronavirus is going on, they're distributing over 2 million toys, books, and games to kids across the country right now instead of Christmas.
Wow. I guess I didn't know that was only a Christmas thing. I guess I only hear about it at Christmas, but...
Yeah. Well, I worked for the news, so I remember covering Toys for Tots every Christmas.
Yeah. Good for them. That's a great way to help out right now. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Morning Corny.
Which insect doesn't play well in football?
Which insect doesn't play well in football?
The fumblebee.
Ah, the old fumblebee. There you go.
That was the Morning Corny.
I saw the world's last Blockbuster, which is in Bend, Oregon, is still killing it with business right now. And it's only offering curbside pickup still. But first of all, there's still one that's going, a Blockbuster. And right now they're rocking. Not even the coronavirus can stop the last Blockbuster on Earth from serving its customers. And it's changed some of the way it does stuff. And there's extra cleaning measures. And so, quote, we're trying to find a way to get the doors open back up, says the store manager. As part of the new setup, customers can call the store and order their selections. Staffers then clean each movie, place it in a Ziploc bag, and bring it out to the customer. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has ordered the state's residents to stay home, other than conducting essential tasks like grocery shopping, obtaining health care, and obviously Blockbuster Video.
Yeah, so picking up your DVD.
I think the biggest story there is that Blockbuster is still open and thriving there, getting your DVD, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And you know who Bob Dylan is?
Yes.
Can you name a song of his?
No.
Okay. You'll know them. Just don't know that you know them.
Yeah, if you give me a word or two, I could sing it to you.
Well, he sings like, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Yes.
Like the original. Not Guns N' Roses, but the original.
Oh.
Yeah. He sings, the times they are a-changing. Okay, don't start mimicking Bob Dylan. What other song would she know, Eddie?
Like a Rolling Stone?
Oh, yeah. Like a Rolling Stone. That's one. So they're selling The Times They Are A-Changin' and some other handwritten lyrics from Bob Dylan for $2.2 million. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. The lyric sheet to Times, that song there, is being hawked for $2.2 million. The lyric sheet to Homesick Blues, $1.2 million. And then one of his lesser knowns, LLL, for for only $650,000. Well, that's a cheap one. We could probably all get one of those.
Lay, lady, lay.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
I read the article.
Oh, I gotta say, dang. Bob Dylan is known as probably the greatest songwriter of the past 100 years. Eddie, would you say that?
Absolutely. He was a poet more than a musician.
Fair enough.
For sure.
So he's seen as that. So we have a little challenge here, is that I love memorabilia. I don't have anything super crazy that I haven't went out and got myself. But I, Mike, what were the stipulations I gave to the show here?
Something you would actually buy.
Okay, so you're all going to pitch me something I actually buy, that I would actually buy. And if I love it, what do they win?
$100.
Oh, they win cash?
Yes.
My money? Oh, I didn't know they were getting my money. Okay, so if I like it and want to buy it, and I go and buy it,
mm-hmm.
I will also give the person who gave it to me, like, a fee.
A fee, $100.
Okay.
Correct.
And who is...
Oh, finder's fee.
Mike, who has the... Who's all pitching here?
Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, Morgan Number Two, and Raymundo.
Oh, there's five people?
Yeah.
Oh, this is like Shark Tank, and I'm the only shark, basically.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, let's go to Lunchbox first. Lunchbox, what are you pitching me?
Well, I mean, I went back and forth. First, I found the Bible from Elvis's funeral, but it was $95,000, so that was out of your range. And then I kept digging, and I found the Beatles, one of the greatest bands of all time. And this is the promo album, the Sgt. Pepper's vintage album that, you know how they send little promotional items to radio stations? This is the original one they sent to radio stations on the West Coast trying to get them to play their album.
Okay, and how much?
$1,000.
First of all, I'm not a huge Beatles fan, so immediately I wasn't going to take it. I wouldn't pay $100 for it. I like the Beatles, but I'm talking about, you're asking me to spend my own money on this. This is like Shark Tank where they invest their own money. Yeah. So it wouldn't, if it had been $250, I wouldn't have bought the Beatles thing. I just, good effort. Like the Beatles, but don't love the Beatles. Not for that
guy. Maybe I should have gone with my other item. Dang it.
All right, let's go over to Eddie. Eddie, who knows me. Eddie and I do music together. We're in a comedy band called The Raging Idiots. We sell at theaters all over the country. We sit and talk about music a lot. We do Eddie and Bobby's Music School every week.
That's right. That's right.
Eddie, what would you like to pitch me?
Oh, Bones, I found something that you will actually really love and enjoy and use. I don't like it when people buy these expensive pieces of memorabilia and not use it. I found you, Bones, Buddy Holly's black skinny necktie that he wore while he performed in the late 50s.
How do we know it's really his?
Because his nephew and his niece are selling it.
Huh.
Here, I'll send you a picture right now. Bones, this is absolutely amazing. Now, hear me out. It's a little expensive. It's on the higher price range for $700. But, dude, think about when you do your Opry shows or you do anything and you're like, yeah, this is right here. This is Buddy Holly's necktie right here that I wear everywhere I go.
Buddy Holly's concert-worn necktie. There is a certificate of authenticity.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, for those that are wondering, why Buddy Holly? If you know what I look like, I wear big, dark-rimmed glasses because of Buddy Holly and Rivers Cuomo from Weezer. They were cool nerds. I'm a nerd. I wanted to be cool. Could never reach their status, but that's why I wear my glasses like this. I'm blind, and I wanted to be cool. Ooh, it's expensive, but I'm going to leave that on the table right now, Eddie. I'm going to leave
that
on the table.
That's what I'm talking about.
Eddie knows his market. He knows what he's going after here. Okay, let's go to Morgan number two. Morgan number two, what did you find that you would like to pitch to me?
So I found this sketch, and it reminds me of when you sign your books. You like to put little drawings. Mm-hmm. So this is a Dave Matthews sketch that's drawn by him and then signed by him.
Oh, wow.
And it's only $315. So it's funny and it's cool and it just totally reminds me of something that you would do too.
Well, I would never say it's only $300. We're talking about $300 real here, folks. I know you're trying to convince me otherwise, but I do really like Dave Matthews and I thought he should have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I just can't see paying that much money for a Dave sketch. I mean, if it were like $50, I'd probably buy a Dave sketch. So I think that's a solid effort, but I'm going to have to pass on that one, Morgan. Thank you, though.
Dang it. Okay.
By the way, there's a whole story for just turning the radio on. Bob Dylan's handwritten lyrics are going for $2.2 million. I love memorabilia, so I said, told the show, if they go out and find something and I really want to buy it and I buy it, that I'll reward them with $100. Okay, let's go to Raymundo. Raymundo.
Yeah, so nobody else really pitched you something that's for you and Caitlin, and that's really what I did here. What I did is I found you something you guys can put on your bed and both use together, and it is actually a quilt, and it's a Hootie and the Blowfish quilt. It's $106, and it's all their album covers. There's also some concert art on there, and it's for a California king. You can sleep, nap, cuddle. It is going to be an amazing experience, all for $106, and you love Hootie and Darius.
True.
Yeah!
Can you text me a picture, Raymundo, right now?
Yeah, I got you right now.
Okay. You know, I'm going to leave that on the table.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah! Over the beat. Come on.
Because it's $100. For it's what you're getting versus what you're spending. Okay. Amy, you're the last pitch of the day.
Okay, so are you looking for that next great item to add to your collection?
Yeah, I sure am. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Ray, will you hit my two clips, please?
Oh, I love County Crows. I love the County Crows.
Next clip.
I love John Mayer.
Okay. I have for you an authentic, original John Mayer and Counting Crows backstage working concert pass. This original pass was used at the concert, and passes like this are getting tougher and tougher to get. This comes all the way back from 2003. Plus, the pass looks super cool, and if you were to put it in a frame, which I would, and then, I don't know, throw it on one of your walls or on a bookshelf, like, it would look really, really cool.
Yeah.
And oh, let me tell you the best part, it's $55.
Well, I would say that if it were below $20, I would consider it.
Oh, wow. But these are tough to come by.
I know.
And it's so cute. It's like vintage looking, and it has a stamp, August 25th, 2003.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say no to that. But thank you. Sorry, thank you for trying. The only two that I would consider are Eddie and Raymundo's. Eddie's is so expensive, though.
It is. It's on the higher end, but you could use this, Bones, forever. You can wear it with all your suits and have Buddy Holly's tie.
I know, but I wouldn't. If I paid that kind of money, I would probably just kiss it and make it go to sleep next to me and never. I'm going to go, hey, Raymundo, how easy is this quilt to get?
Oh, yeah, so they can get it to you in 2 weeks because they're still going to make it, and they're going to make it just the perfect size for you guys, but they said they'll have it, yeah,
and they weeks, can get, baby. They can get me it for how much?
$106 for the California King. If your bed's smaller, yeah, you can trim some of that off.
Huh.
Hey, Bones, let me throw something out there, Bones, real quick.
Go ahead.
Let me throw something out there real quick.
Go ahead.
How about it, if you pick mine, I'll give you my $100, the one you're going to give me, and put that towards the purchase. Make it $600.
It's just too much for it. Eddie, I got to remove you.
Dang it.
And now I just got to think if I'm going to do Raymundo. I tell you what. Hey, Raymundo.
Yeah?
You win.
Yeah! Let her cry. I knew you loved Darius.
This quilt is just so ridiculous that I must have it. Ray. Okay, send me the link and I'll. Can I just send? Here's the problem with sending Raymundo money. You may never see it and get it back. Can I send you your winnings and the money for the quilt and you take care of it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, I'll Venmo you right after this segment, all right? There's your winner. I'm going to be the recipient of one Hootie quilt, baby. Yeah.
Wow.
What's up?
We got beat out by a quilt.
I know, but it was also cheap. These are the top stressful scenarios for people in their 20s and 30s. Right now, Amy, what's the most stressful thing to you?
Kids.
Yeah.
School. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think this is not an all-the-time quarantine thing.
Oh, yeah, kids.
Y'all still kids? Number 10 is forgetting your phone charger because of the phone battery.
That doesn't stress me out.
I know, and I tell you, with me, I'm almost never below 50, and I live above 75. I'm always charging it. If I got a minute, charge it up. Always stay ahead, because you never know when you're going to have your phone out for a long time and not be able to control it. Caitlin is exactly the opposite. She will run her battery down to below 20, and even then she'll go to bed with it below 20 and not charge it.
Yeah.
And what do you mean? That is insane to me.
No, but see, that doesn't stress us out. Like, other people see my battery like that, and they get stressed out for me. And I'm like, that's a problem. You should not let my phone stress you out.
Credit card fraud at 9, forgetting passwords at 8. I have started to keep a document somewhere with all my passwords. I don't know if that's safe or not. Mighty shaking his head no.
They say not to do that.
I know. Yeah. I know, but I have so many now, and I keep them all different. And so it's like even my PlayStation Network password, because I've been playing video games.
There's an app you can get that would probably be more secure than just having a document.
Anyway, I don't want to forget passwords. Phone battery dying, not just phone chargers, at 7. Slow Wi-Fi is at 6, which that freaks me out like crazy. You want to ruin my day? Give me no Wi-Fi. Arriving late 5, I don't do that. And I thought it was funny, that article, that again, just to reference that article they wrote about me, that they make known how notoriously on time I keep the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're 1 minute late, you go home. But that's not what, it's not about being 1 minute late. It's about having respect for everyone to be there at a certain time. You can be 15 minutes early, that's fine. Just don't be late. Yeah, it's a big one for me. Losing the phone at 4, traffic, vehicle problems at 3, arguing with your friend and partner at 2, and the most anxiety is losing money.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah. I thought that would be so easy. Like, that wouldn't even need to be on the list. Like, not having, like, that's the biggest, the financial part's the biggest part, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's a given.
You and your husband, is your main argument over money?
No.
Mm-mm. What is it over, if you had to pick something?
Sometimes it's parenting stuff, just us not being on the same page on how to handle something. That's been happening, I think, because we're all home a lot more and we have to time out from the kids and somehow motion to each other, meet in the bedroom, and we go in the room and we talk it out, and then we go out because it's like in front of the kids.
Unified front?
Yeah, and we have to have a unified front, but it takes us a minute to get there just because... some stuff is just also new. I mean, we're still new parents. We've only had kids for just a little over 2 years, and we adopted older kids. So there's just new issues that come up that we've never dealt with before that suddenly we have to deal with and we handle differently, and that causes a fight sometimes.
Yeah. I'm in a different situation, obviously. I've had a girlfriend for a little over 5 months. She's been quarantined here, but it's you know, she likes me to, and I'm not very good at it, like go be very intentional with time as far as like we're gonna do something at night, because mostly I'll be like, I'm gonna work to this point, we'll see, then maybe I'm trying to be more intentional with time, like, hey, this is what we're gonna do tonight. It's just effort, and I've lived by myself for so long, I'm not used to having somebody here, especially in a relationship, so I'm trying to be there. And sometimes we don't argue over it, but she's way nice to the dog in ways, like, I have to discipline him. And she just wants to be sweet to him all the time and be too kind. So we go in the bedroom, we have a unified front, we have a talk.
Then you come out.
Then we come out. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Yikes. Tom Brady was seen working out at a closed Tampa park. So the park staff, they were doing their rounds and they saw somebody working out while they were patrolling. And they went over to tell this person they need to leave. The park was closed. And it was Tom Brady.
I saw that. That's funny. And he still had to leave. That's right.
Oh, yeah. They kicked him out.
That's a funny story. If you have to kick him out, imagine texting your friend and being like, hey, John, you're never going to believe this. I just had to kick Tom Brady out of the park. Crazy.
The city put up some note, or maybe it was a tweet or something publicly that said, like, hey, can't wait to welcome you to play football. We're so happy you're here, but you got to stay out the parks.
Yeah.
So there's an adult ice cream truck that is serving up frozen drinks, and it's taken off in Houston, but maybe this will catch on across the country. So there's this place called Bovine and Barley, a downtown Houston bar, and they got creative and they decided to get an ice cream truck and start driving around serving frozen drinks. Now, delivery is free, and the truck makes stops between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., and on the menu, they've got frozen margaritas, pina coladas, daiquiris, and more. Locals just place their orders and then wait for delivery, and it's super popular.
And that's legal? You can just take alcohol to people?
I guess. Obviously, yeah. It looks legit. Huh. It is called an adult ice cream truck.
I wonder if because they relaxed the alcohol delivery rules recently with Corona, if that's why this truck can't do that, because otherwise it had probably been beer trucks the whole time, you know?
Yeah, someone would have thought of this, but, you know, it's a way for them. Obviously, they can't, their bar can't be open, right. So this is a way where they thought outside the box and brought the alcohol to the people.
All right, what else you got?
So most Americans think that cooking is a turn-on. Some new research has revealed that 86% of Americans find cooking to be super hot.
I do.
And when it comes to settling down for good, finding a partner who can cook was a top priority for 2 out of 3 people.
Kaylin can cook her brains out. It's crazy. Like, and she, it doesn't matter what it is. Even if she hasn't cooked it, she'll go like, let me see if I can create something. She shouldn't be able to cook that good. Like, people that pretty shouldn't be able to have other skills. That's what I have deemed. Early in my life, I had this. Because if you grow up and you're pretty the whole time, why would you have to develop other? If I was pretty, I would do nothing. I would not be funny. I would not have anything about me that was compelling whatsoever. I would just be pretty and let everybody circle around. But for some reason, she cooks like Betty Crocker. Is that still a thing? Betty Crocker, yeah. Still a thing?
Yeah, but I mean, Caitlin's beautiful, and she's funny and smart and can
I know.
Cook.
Why? Why did she have all these
skills? And she's athletic.
I know. How I had to choose one.
What?
Mine's
what does
funny.
She
gets
wrong.
All the things. I know. It's so annoying. She's so perfect. All right.
So you want to know the top romantic home-cooked meal?
I'm going to guess spaghetti.
That's up there, yeah. Pasta and garlic bread is up there, but the most popular one is steak and potatoes.
Oh, wow. Her specialty in the morning, she's making pancakes. She tried to make pancakes 2 days ago, and she tried to write WPS, Woo-Pig, Suey, and blueberries. But that's because weird. I'm having the pancakes made with a different kind of batter that's kind of healthy, it was harder for her to make the letters. But she tried, and she's a big Oklahoma fan. And for her to write WPS, Woo-Pig, Suey for Arkansas, big deal. So she does pancakes really well. Her specialty is like avocado toast with scrambled eggs on it. She does just, and then any dessert, she can bake her face off.
Okay, so you're super attracted to the fact that she can cook, but you know what this survey also says is that she would be really attracted to you if you could cook.
I can eat. Like, we have a relationship here. We have a give and take relationship. She gives, I take. It's wonderful. All right.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Gonna get Arkansas Keith on the phone, who, if you're new to the show, he was my stepdad for 6-7 years, around that span of age 13 to 18 or 19. And we're still close, and sometimes people have questions for him, but I'm gonna call him right now.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, how's it going?
What are you doing?
Oh, just watching on TV.
What are you watching nowadays?
This time of day, I'm watching most Blue Bloods. You know, that's kind of my relaxing time.
Does Blue Bloods come on TV, or are you watching it, like, on demand?
It's just regular TV.
Oh.
The Chicago station. I've seen them all 10 times, but I like to watch them again, you know?
I'm going to play a voicemail here that someone left, and they were asking you a question, okay?
Okay.
All right, so it's about a duck and a duck nest, and here you go. Here's the actual clip.
Bobby, what's up? I have a question for Arkansas Keith. Live in a hotel because I'm working on the road. There's a duck that has eggs right outside the hotel. I want to help it and put a blanket over it. I want to ask Arkansas Keith if that's going to make her not want to go back to the eggs if I try and help her out. Let me know. What up, Raymundo? Yeah!
All right, so could you hear what his question?
I did.
Okay, what do you think about that?
I probably wouldn't mess with it. They have their own way of doing things, you know.
So you would just leave it as is?
Yeah. She's probably around there somewhere. I mean, if he's seen the duck, you know, they just did their own. Man, there was one down here on the creek that nested in a flower pot, a mallard hen. And I thought, what an unusual place, you know.
But yeah.
They picked a place and they did it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so your advice to him is just leave it alone.
Just leave it alone.
All right. Are you healthy? Everything okay?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Yeah, same. Just in the house, trying not to leave as little as possible, you know?
I'm out and about, but I'm always by myself most of the time. I've got my dog trained up. He's a great fishing partner now, so I kind of do a lot of talking to him.
You just going out on the lake and in the woods?
That's it. Turkey season's in, so I'm spending a lot of time in the woods too right now.
All right. Well, had a caller, had a question for you. If we get more callers asking questions, Would you answer them if they're about?
I sure would. If I know the answer, I'll tell you. I don't know everything, but I know a lot of stuff about the woods.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
If you guys want to ask Arkansas Keith a question, just leave it on our voicemail line, 877-77-BOBBY. It can be whatever you want. We'll do it once a week or so if we get a bunch of good ones. We'll do questions with Arkansas Keith. Hey, Raymundo, what happened to you?
Yeah, so I was at the grocery store, and I'm getting the essentials. I try to just go about once a week, but I got my face mask on. I got my gloves on. So I'm all decked out. I feel pretty safe around people if they potentially do have coronavirus and all that. But still, there's tons of people in the grocery store. And I'm in the vegetable produce aisle trying to get some stuff in this. Dude is with his chick, they're a couple, and they just keep staring at me. So I kind of got the effect like, okay, they know me from the show maybe. I got a mask on, it's hard to tell who I am. The dude comes up to me, he's about a foot or two away. I kind of step back a little bit and he goes, hey, can we get a selfie? And they're wearing masks as well.
Yeah.
So I don't really recognize them. I have no idea who they are. They barely recognize me. I don't even know how they knew who I was. And so then we're trying to do a selfie and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll just stand back here. So I'm in the background, 6 feet behind this dude and his chick, taking a selfie, and I got a mask on. You can't even tell that it's me. In the grocery store. So, I mean, at some point, you got to just draw the line on the selfies when it's a pandemic in America right now.
Did you consider saying no to that?
I really didn't, just because it sounds so rude when you turn down a picture.
Yeah.
I kind of gave him the body language, like, okay, I'm going to stay back here. But if I told him, I was like, tweet it and I'll repost it. But if he ever puts it up, you can't even tell that it's me. So it's not worth getting the picture.
Amy, you ever had to turn down a picture?
Not me personally.
Oh, I know. No. You shut down your kid once. No, I guess you weren't yeah. with them though, but
I wasn't with them. I have shut down the kid in person though, like when I have been there.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to. I think we talked about it. We were at a concert. I can't remember who or what, but we were at an outdoor venue here in town and we're at a concert and they asked if I could take a picture and I said sure and I hopped in and they said, "Oh, can the kids hop in?" And I just said, no, they're fine over there right now. Like, I don't want to bother them. So I had to, that's it, though. Have you?
One time, I was at the urinal, and a guy is in the stall, and he takes his head and puts it over the stall as I'm peeing and looks down on me. I'm peeing, by the way. For yeah. sure sees my wiener. And goes, hey, man, can I get a picture? And I was like, dude, we're in the bathroom. Like, let's get out of the bathroom. And I think that he didn't ask me outside of the bathroom because I think he knew he saw my wiener and was like, it's probably weird to go. I just think he wasn't thinking about asking at that point because I would have definitely taken one of them outside of the bathroom. But at that point in the bathroom, I wasn't going to take it. But I would have outside of it. But that's the only time I've ever not taken a picture. Hey, by the way, love to take pictures with people. I just thought the Raymundo story was kind of crazy.
Ray, I think it's cool for them to have a picture with you. I'm glad you still did it from a distance because they'll have that as a memory.
Yeah, remember? And the conversation was just awesome too because both of our voices are muffled. So I was like, what? You want a selfie? I mean, it was so, so awkward.
Why do you talk from behind your mask like that? Amy, do you talk like that with a mask?
No, he's just trying to show that it's hard to understand.
It is?
Yeah.
Huh, my mask talking has been pretty good with folks. A bunch of masks that I ordered. Two things. I think I ordered 4 masks. I told you this on the air maybe, way before Corona hit, and I got them all.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then two, Amy found me a hookup where I can buy masks for the hospital people.
Yeah.
They reached out to you, huh?
Yeah, they did. You can get you should get 2,000 because shipping is cheaper that way, and then you could donate them. So, yeah, 2,000 is 2,000? Kind of the suggested. Let me do the math real quick in my head.
Okay, go ahead. What do they cost per mask?
I think it said something like $1.95. And then shipping can get kind of expensive.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You do the math.
I don't even trust those numbers right now because you're just coming off the top of your head. But
no, I'm not. Did they message you on Instagram? I remember that. No, it's someone that I know that lives in Boston.
Oh, cool.
It's not. It's a legit thing. Nothing shady. Her boss has already ordered some because he wanted to also donate to healthcare workers.
Yeah.
And so she can vouch that they are legit.
I always love when people say, trust me, they're legit. It's not a shady thing. Because nothing's... All right.
I feel...
Send me the info. Yeah. You got it. I will. Amy, how's your hair through quarantining yourself for most of the time?
Oh, it's doing fine so far. I mean, I have some grays coming through, but nothing terrible.
They say that most women are past due for a cut in color, but you can't go to the salon, obviously. And a lot of women now are just shaving their heads. They've always wanted to do it. And for the first time, they're like, this is the time for me to shave my head. Would you do that if your husband was like, I'm into it?
Oh, he would not be into it. I can tell you that right now. But wow, that's amazing. How freeing that would feel to just shave your head.
They call it the quarantine buzz. And more and more ladies are doing it. There's a whole Cosmo blog about it, too. Shaving your head, something that is appealing to you?
I would not do it, but yeah, it is appealing. Something about it just seems so like I'd probably feel so free after I did it and amazing. But then I'd also hate it.
Eddie, if your wife came in and was like, hey, Eddie, I just did something with my hair. I'm about to walk out of the bathroom. And she walked out of the bathroom and her head was completely shaved and you didn't know what was happening. What would you do?
Ooh, I would hide. It'd be so scary. It'd be so shocking and scary. But there's a character in, what is that, the Avengers or something? Like, there's a bald girl. She's kind of like, she's a good-looking girl. I think some women that look bald look good.
So why don't... Well, go ahead, Amy.
I have no idea what my head really looks like. You know, like I think I know the shape of it, but I don't really know. And what if my head is shaped really weird or I have weird
scars,
marks? Like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, we in 11th grade playing high school football, we were playing a school called Magna Cove, right? And we're playing Magna Cove and they were bigger and badder than us at football. But we were pumped and we were like, we're going to do something to show how as a team we have such unity and we're going to kill them on the football field because together we are one. We all shaved our heads in like solidarity, the entire football team. And so I had a shaved head, as you know, buzzed all the way down. And I remember my mom seeing it and crying because she thought I looked sick. And my head was all odd shaped. I have a massive head anyway, but I had moles and like different regions that were growing out. I do not have a good bald head. And so it wasn't pleasant. And it's that you don't know what your head looks like until you actually take a look and shave it all off. And wouldn't you know it too, we play Magna Cove, we are so pumped up, we're out, we lock arms, we go we leave our helmets on because we're gonna unveil all our shaved heads after the game, show them what kind of punks they are. And we go and we lock arms during the coin toss and we're out, it's a battle. And then we give people like 40 points and we were all embarrassed to take our helmets off at the end of the game. So we did what we all did, we look so stupid. We look so stupid.
Oh my gosh.
The end, thank you. Hey, Raimundo, I just Venmo'd you that money.
All right, yeah, I got you taken care of. Don't worry about it, man. You'll have it at your door, and you guys will be cuddling in it in no time.
All right, Raimundo found me a Hootie and the Blowfish quilt. We played a game earlier, like who had the best music memorabilia that had to be in my price range and something I would love, and Raimundo won by founding me this, and then he got a finder's fee, too. So the fact that I gave him his winnings and the money for the quilt, but the quilt doesn't exist yet. Do we think I'll actually ever see the quilt, Amy?
Yeesh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think so.
Eddie?
It's iffy. I mean, it's Ray you're dealing with, so it's iffy, Bones.
Lunchbox?
I doubt it. He's putting that towards the wedding.
Y'all have no faith.
No.
Well, you can hear that whole segment. Go back and listen to the podcast at iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcast. Search for The Bobby Bones Show on demand. Check that out. Today, April 22nd, is National Earth Day. It's a day where people all around the world promote ways to save Earth. In honor of National Earth Day, a little easy Earth trivia. These are all grade school level science questions about Earth. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie.
Oh, gosh.
You'll all get the same question. Write your answer down, and let's see how it goes. Question number one, very easy. How many continents does Earth have?
Oh, that's easy.
Take a few seconds there.
Oh, man.
Lunchbox?
Oh.
Eddie still doesn't have an answer.
Eddie, it's easy and...
Oh, man, I had to count them.
Everybody, you good?
Seven.
I guess seven. Eddie?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, seven, Bones. Seven.
Amy?
Seven.
All right, everybody's got it written down. Nice job. You all move on. What?
I'm texting my answers to Mike D so that there's accountability.
Oh, okay.
If there's one person that's not going to cheat, it's you.
It's me. Oh.
I know, but I felt like people can see me on video, and I'm typing, and I didn't want y'all to think what I'm just letting you clarifying okay. what I'm doing.
Well, then I'm going to give everybody just 5 seconds to answer then.
Okay.
Okay. Easy Earth trivia. What's the coldest continent on Earth? Okay, let's go to Lunchbox.
Never been there, but I'm going to have to go with Antarctica.
Eddie?
Antarctica is what I have written down.
Amy?
Antarctica.
That is correct. You all move to the next round. Nice job.
Okay, good. Good, 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 good.
My palms are sweating.
I know, me too.
What word means the shakes that come in after the earthquake? Easy.
Oh. Okay.
What word means the shakes that come after the earthquake? All right.
Aww.
Amy's struggling. I'll go to her first. Amy.
The trembles.
The trembles is not correct.
Shoot.
Lunchbox.
I put aftershock.
Eddie?
Ah, that's it.
Eddie?
Oh, no. I put tremors.
Oh.
What's aftershock? You can tell we have never lived anywhere where there's earthquakes.
Wow, wow, wow. Lunchbox is right. He wins.
Yeah!
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Three questions in Nutheads.
Hey, just give us more for fun.
All right. What geometric shape is Earth most like?
Oh. Sphere.
A circle.
A sphere. Yeah.
Sphere. Guys.
What's the largest ocean on Earth?
Oh, this was just on Jeopardy. No, it was on your quiz show.
What's
Bobby?
The largest ocean on Earth?
I have
Pacific.
It.
You can say, anybody can say it. Go ahead.
It's the Pacific.
Oh, Pacific.
Okay, there you go. How many days does it take the Earth to revolve around the sun?
365.
Nice. There's no points, guys. We're just having a casual talk here.
You know what? I'm on a delay, so it's going to seem like I'm slow.
That's not what makes you seem slow. In the United States, summer officially begins in what month?
June.
Yeah.
Ooh, June?
What percent of Earth is covered in water?
80.
75.
70.
170. That's, I was closest.
What layer in the atmosphere is responsible for filtering out solar radiation?
Ozone.
Nice.
Whoa.
The Great Barrier Reef is found off the coast of which country?
Australia.
Nice. Oh. What's the height of the sea's surface generally called?
Sea level.
Nice.
Slow down.
He's good.
Nice win. Nice win. Hope everybody goes out.
Somebody loves Earth.
I love Earth Day.
Hope everybody stays in and celebrates Earth Day. You know, a lot less pollution because not as many cars out driving around, you know? It's crazy to look at those maps and see all that pollution not in the air for like 1 year difference. You see those at all?
Yeah, I've seen some. And like, where was like in Venice, in the canal, there was like these jellyfish because the water's so clear
looked
so pretty, like floating through and just like loving life because there's no little boats in there, people. Anything.
How do you know they're loving life? They're maybe missing all the boats. They could be sad. You just assigned the jellyfish a narrative.
They looked like, and of course I loved it and I was like, oh, this is so pretty. But then I was like, if I saw a jellyfish at the beach, I'd probably kill it.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, not really, but if it stung me, I would, you know, try to stomp on it or something. But
well, hope everybody has a good Earth Day, and check out Easy Trivia, my game show. We have a new episode that went up yesterday afternoon. It's me and a bunch of radio friends. That's the theme. It's all radio personalities from around the country. So it's, you know, Carla Marie from Kiss FM in Seattle, Valentine from My FM in LA, JC from Kid Craddock in Dallas. There's just a lot of people hopping on the show. So check it out on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, or our show YouTube page.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Hospital workers have to wear a ton of gear to stay safe while treating coronavirus patients, which you may have seen. They walk in what looks like a spacesuit. And it makes it hard for the people that are suffering to see their facial expressions or even to feel like they're a real human. but some medical personnel have found a way to show their faces and human side from behind those masks. Respiratory therapist Robertino Rodriguez came up with the idea of putting a laminated photo of him smiling on the outside of his gear, shared on Instagram. We talked about this because I saw a lot of doctors doing it too. And now, because the share your smile movement has taken off, it's so many people all over the country doing it now. It's not just a few doctors. We were like, hey, what a novel idea. Basically, everybody's doing it now. If you're in a spacesuit because you can't see a face, and imagine that you're in a bed and you're just lonely and scared and sick, and someone like walks in a moon suit, to see their face would make a humongous difference, right?
Oh, huge. Yeah.
So it's really caught on. And that was the update here that I wanted to share with you guys. So love that. And you have a lot of these patients saying it makes them feel comfortable because they can actually see the eyes and the face of the person. And they're all smiling in their pictures too. It's not like, I had to get a new picture. And listen, I'm not going to use it forever now. But on my passport, and they were like, stand up against a blank wall. No facial expression whatsoever. Take your glasses off. I look like a criminal. I would arrest me.
Yeah, they're not using that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, they're using a good one. All right, there you go. I thought that was great. I'm glad this is taking off. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's not get out of this show today and not have our Spanish word of the day from our homeschooling Spanish teacher of four kids, producer Eddie. Eddie, are you ready today?
Of course I am, Bones. Come on.
All right, here we go.
Clase, pay attention. Here we go. Today's word is ventanas. Now, that means windows. Ventanas.
Ventanas.
Yes, sir. Now, let me use that in a sentence. Baby, you're a song. You want to make me roll my ventanas down and cruise.
You can't even say it. You can't say the English parts of it, much less the Spanish.
Yeah, that was rough. My apologies to Florida Georgia Line on that one.
Baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my ventanas down. How do you say it?
Hey, Bones, what about that? What's the song that Melissa Etheridge sings?
Come to my ventana.
Yes.
What about to the ventanas, to the wall?
Nice. Yeah.
You guys are good. You guys got it. You're good.
Eddie, great job. Ventana, right? Ventana.
Ventanas, yes.
Ventanas. All right, there you go. That's Eddie's Spanish word of the day. Over to Morgan, who's at her house. Morgan, if people are listening now and they're like, dang, I may have missed a good show, what can they go back and hear on the podcast today?
Well, we pitched you some famous memorabilia pieces that are up for auction for you to be able to buy if you wanted to.
Yeah, and there was a prize to the person who got it. And there didn't have to be a winner today, by the way, but there was a winner. We'll leave it at that. All right, what else you got?
The show played some Earth trivia for Earth Day.
Yeah. And it was easy Earth trivia.
It's debatable.
Yeah, okay. You can listen to Easy Earth trivia. All right, Morgan, what else?
Depends.
And you shared some details about your latest therapy session.
That's true. That's true. All that's true. Let's go over to Amy. Amy, what's going on with you today?
Oh, you know, just the usual.
Yeah.
School, workout, cooking, family time, bed. What about you?
I start American Idol today. Because I'm doing a lot of mentoring.
Yeah.
A lot of mentoring with the contestants. So we're doing filming starting at 11 o'clock right when the show ends. So I go like 3 hours with them today, mentoring them through their big performance. Not while they do it, but just kind of leading up. Song choice, life, how's it been? TV, nerves, all that. So I start that today. And they had a couple interview things too that I'm doing this afternoon. But that'll be it. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to check out the newest episode of my game show, Easy Trivia, on our show's YouTube page, and also Mr. Bobby Bones, my Instagram TV. All right, thank you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.